Well, it was interesting. It's kind of tucked away behind the back of one of the stands, not too far from the River Thames here. And, yeah, I have to be honest, there was a bit of a kind of stunned silence from most of the supporters who were there for the unveiling. It's not, I have to be honest with you, the prettiest thing. It kind of almost looks like it should belong on top of a wedding cake or something like that. And it almost looks like it's made of paper mache. And Jacko is wearing quite odd attire that's almost slightly Elvis-like as much as Jackson-like. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that the reception's been absolutely great.
The chairman seems quite passionate about it.
Well, absolutely. As we understand, this was supposed to go up in Harrods, the big London department store, which he owned at the time but no longer owns. So that was where this was going to initially go, we understand. Instead, it's come to his other love here at Fulham Football Club, which is where it's been placed. But absolutely, the reaction wasn't great from the fans. And Al Fayed, we understand, was actually quoted as saying something like, if they don't like it, they can go to hell or they can go and support Chelsea. So some pretty strong words there from Al Fayed. Of course, he was a very good friend of Michael Jackson. And so he feels very passionately about this. I don't think he was overly chuffed at the response, but he did also break into a little dance as well when it was unveiled, which was also quite bizarre for all to see. So thoroughly surreal proceedings, I think we can safely say, here in West London today.